When I was a child, I played with childish things. When I was a child, I did childish things. When I became a man, I put away those things. Sometimes I sit here and I wonder why I put those things away. What was wrong with the childish things? Obviously, you know, acting like a child and acting out as a child is something you want to put away, whether a child or a man. But the simple joys of being a child, why put those away? I'm sitting here right now watching a good little buddy of mine fish. And he doesn't have a care in the world. He's just sitting there fishing. While I'm sitting in the van, just watching him, thinking to myself, well, there's no thrill in that for me. I don't really know if there's any thrill in it for him. For him, it's a thrill of just being able to do it. No care in the world. Just go out there. I'm not really a fishing type, so I guess that's why I don't find any thrill in it. But what I was getting at was just, we put so much pressure on kids. We all do it. You know, they do something wrong. We try to tell them. We try to correct them. Then they do it wrong again. We're like, what the heck, man? I already told you that. You know, we got to tell them again. But the sad part about it is we all did it. We all made the same mistakes. There's not a single adult that will ever listen to this that could sit there and say that they didn't make the same mistakes more than once. I think sometimes we think too much like adults. And we put too much of a burden. We allow our burdens of adulthood. We take that burden. We put it on our children. When we try to correct them, we're doing it because we love them or we care for them and we don't want them to make the same mistakes as us. But the problem is they're going to, because it's all happened before and all happened again. There's nothing new underneath the sun. Some of the mistakes that I made, he's going to make the same mistakes. I could try to veer him away from it, try to help it so that he doesn't make those mistakes, but he's going to make at least 6 out of the 10 mistakes that I made. And I could sit here and yell at him, but I have no right. I'm a hypocrite. Every one of us is a hypocrite. Now, if your son or daughter, your nephew, your niece, your whoever, a child makes a mistake that you never made in your life, yeah, you can kind of get on them for it, but at the same time, you've got to be careful. You're not being a hypocrite, but then you're being a judge. They have new experiences that we will never experience. There's going to be new pressures, new peer pressures that we never experienced. They'll have those things. We have to understand that just because we put away our childish things doesn't mean that we're any better. What I'm getting at is that they're just reliving what we lived. You know, I heard something in a song once about, it's basically the story in the song is about how women just go around Walmart smacking their kids for doing something wrong, but not explaining to them why it's wrong, you know? And I see that a lot nowadays with friends and family, and I even catch myself doing it every once in a while. You know, you can't punish a child and expect them to learn just from the punishment alone. You've got to show them by example, lead by example. That's every adult's job, whether it's their children or not. If you are somehow around children or children can take any kind of anything from you, if they can learn by your examples, then it's your responsibility as an adult human being to make sure that you lead by example in a good way. I could sit here and yell at him all day long for the stupid stuff he does, but he's got a mother to do that for him. I just try to teach him how to get around it, how not to do it again, or how to learn from it. But at the same time, he teaches me a lot. I'm just sitting here watching him out there right now. I reminisce about the good old days when I just worried about childish things. I often say to people, you know, when was the last thing you really did something that you loved doing as a child? I actually have an audio where I talk about the last time that I ever went on a seesaw. It was my favorite ride, you know, my favorite thing to do, the seesaw. I don't do it anymore because now I'm a man and I'm too cool and too big for that. But that's a sad feeling. So as I sit here and watch my little buddy out there fishing, I think to myself, you know, it's nice not to have a care in the world or let somebody tell you, hey, you can't do that. You're too big for that now. He'll be fishing all his life. It doesn't mean fishing. It just means I think we take things as adults too seriously. And you have to. You have to take things seriously as an adult. But we shouldn't be so overbearing trying to teach them lessons that we don't allow them to have fun either. Every once in a while, we need to go take those childish things out of the closet and have a little fun ourselves. I don't know. This is a quick random thought that probably made no sense whatsoever, but what I'm trying to get across is enjoy the little things, enjoy the little moments. Lead them by example. Help them learn from their mistakes. Don't sit there and blame, and make them feel guilt over something that you damn well know you did yourself, or at least did something similar to it. And you didn't like it when somebody was an adult making you feel guilty about it. Just because we all know now that our parents were mostly right on all things they yelled at us for, doesn't mean we have to do it in the same style. I'm not saying don't have a firm hand. I'm not saying don't have a firm voice, because I believe that is important. You don't want your child growing up as soft in a hard world. And no matter how many people want to run around thinking that it's a soft world, it's not. It's still a dangerous world. And so your child has to be ready for that. But we don't have to be hard all the time. We can't just smack the kid for grabbing something they shouldn't have grabbed. We have to explain to them why they shouldn't have grabbed it. Teach your children ethics. Teach your children morals. Teach them manners. Teach them to respect their elders. But also teach them that they can ride a seesaw at any point in their life. Go take the things out of the closet, those childish things, and go have some fun. I love you all. Walk in light.